Hello, and welcome to my podcast. Now, I want to start this episode off by prefacing, yes, I have heard the podcast audio, and I am currently working on getting a mic. I've got it on order right now, but it hasn't arrived yet. So bear with me. It will be here soon. So that should really help with the audio. I'm hoping it does. But now to the podcast. I wasn't sure what I wanted to talk about for my first real episode. It always seems like there's so much to talk about until you actually sit down and think about it. At the same time, I want to avoid just blatantly reading a script I wrote in preparation for this episode. After having a whole week to think about it and procrastinate, I came up with nothing really. With that in mind, I decided that I can't just choose what to talk about regardless. It has to be something that is real for me at the time. Now, I'm not talking about your emotions that pop up in the moment. Rather, I'm talking about the emotions that are present in a situation that's ongoing. Something big or unexpected happens, whether that be positive or negative. That's your new situation. After it sets in, you have to decide how you're going to deal with it. Are you going to be negative about it and let yourself sulk and act defeated? Or are you going to make the best out of it and do what you can to endure and overcome the situation? Now, don't get me wrong. I know it's not easy to put on a brave face and just charge in. Sometimes you want to be in a bad mood about it. And you want to sulk. You just want to break down and cry for a while. It feels good to do that sometimes, and that's healthy as well. Ultimately, you want to overcome the situation, but what about dealing with a minute-by-minute struggle of actually getting over that challenge? The truth is that it's hard to get past challenges. So why not sit down and cry for a bit? Let yourself be frustrated or angry. Let it out. You can't just tell yourself that you're okay and cover it up, because it will just come back stronger sometime later. Now, don't be angry or frustrated all the time. When you notice an emotion, whatever it is, stop for a moment. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling it? Do I need to deal with this emotion right now, or does it need to be dealt with later, possibly this evening? Part of successfully getting past a challenge is properly taking care of yourself during it. That means making sure you're doing okay. Sit down and process all of your emotions. Largely, you'll find that it's many more emotions than what you previously thought. If you are angry, sit down and think about why you're angry. Don't play scenarios in your head that make it worse. That's never a good idea. I know we like to do that. I know we like to get ourselves frustrated and amped up and riled up. Ultimately, it doesn't do us any good. And oftentimes it just makes our emotions worse or hurt, and it makes us even further from fixing the situation or getting the healing that we actually need. Rather, go through a process of sorts, honestly. Am I feeling angry? Yes. Okay. Why am I angry? So-and-so did or said this, and it upset me. Okay. Well, that's reasonable. Why did it upset me? It upset me because fill in the blank. Whatever situation someone upset you in. Okay. This also goes for a situation that doesn't have anything to do with another person as well. It can just be an unfortunate situation. The important thing is that you're sitting down and you're actually processing the events that are just going on. You're no longer just sitting there letting them hang in the air. You need to sit down and look at the whole situation and analyze it. Once you do that, it won't be so ominous. It won't be so overwhelming. You can look at it and go, you know, this is what happened. I can't change what happened, but I can work with the situation as it is. And that is an important thing. It really is. That's a powerful thing. And a lot of people don't do that. That doesn't mean everything will be just fine now, because it probably won't be. And just because you sat down and thought about the situation doesn't mean it's going to be good. Doesn't mean it's going to go away. It just means that you're prepared to act now. It does, however, mean that you are on the proper path to making it better. Processing your emotions will lead you to a better emotional, physical, mental, and psychological health state. It takes patience, though. It really does. If you've spent your entire life reacting to situations in some way, or thinking about them in some way, or you or someone you know has, don't expect them to just be able to change just like that. Positive thinking or an alternate way of thinking takes a long time. It's something called a neurological pathway. And all that simply is in the brain, there are certain pathways. Your brain has a designated route that it wants to take. Okay, this familiar situation happened to me, and your brain already says, all right, well, this is what we're going to do about it. It's what we've done before, and this is what we'll do again. It's gotten us out of it at least once time before, so we can keep on doing it. It does that for positive and negative emotions, outlets, habits, everything. If you're on a negative outlet from a situation, that's because your brain has made that pathway. It's self-preservation, but that doesn't always mean it's a good type of self-preservation. If your reaction to a situation is negative thinking, the best thing to do with that is change that pathway. Now, that's easier said than done. Don't just assume, okay, I'll change it. It's going to take some work. Sit down and genuinely put some thought into it and make yourself say verbally, because that helps too, and think, no, this is the situation. This is what I'm going to do about it. I know there's a lot of scenarios in my head that it wants to play, and they're bad, but I'm not going to let that happen. I might not be the most optimistic in thinking, or I might not think the most positive thing, but I'm not going to think the worst. This most likely is not the worst, case scenario. Just different paths of thinking like that can make a big difference. It's going to take time, though. Like I said, you're trying to develop a new neurological pathway. That's a new avenue for your brain to start thinking. You're rewiring your brain. Now, that doesn't mean that the old pathway is dead and gone, because it's not. It's going to be there forever. That means that unless you're careful and diligent on staying on that new healthy pathway, you can easily fall back into that old negative way of thinking pathway. Now, we started this podcast off by saying that sometimes it is good to be frustrated and cry and be upset and sulk. And it is. It's a healthy thing. If those are emotions, they need to be processed. They can't just be tamped down and covered up. Covering up something doesn't make it go away. Think of it like this. You stole some cookies from the cookie jar. Mom's coming around to see if you did it. Oh, you toss those cookies under the rug. Did doing that make it go away? No, there's just lumps underneath the rug now. And they're going to come back later once someone, the parents, the dog, notices there's lumps underneath the rug, and they find out what it is. They were there all along. They just came back sometime later. The exact same thing happens with emotions. Just because you cover them up and tell yourself you're fine doesn't mean you are. The only way to deal with emotions the proper way is to recognize what emotions you're having, why you're having them, decide if they are okay emotions to have or not, and then deal with them properly. Now, What does that look like? Okay, let's start with something sad or bad first, and then let's move on to the happy. Okay, you were working really hard in this job, and you were really gunning for a position. Higher paying position, a little bit more vacation, a better package with benefits, you know, etc. The works. You didn't get it. Alright. How do you feel? You probably don't feel really good, do you? You know, I wanted that position. I worked hard for it. I wanted it. I deserve it. It should have been mine, but it wasn't. Alright. That's your new reality. That's your new situation. The fact of it is that situation that you're currently in is no more different than the previous one. The end goal is that, you know, you still have your same job. That's one positive, you know, and it really is. But you've still got a lot of negative thinking. Why wouldn't you? The proper thing isn't just to act like nothing happened. If it truly didn't faze you, then that's fine. That's great. That is honestly great. If it did faze you, and it most likely did, then you need to process that. So, well, I'm upset. I'm upset because I did not get the promotion. I wanted the promotion. I deserved it. Okay. I agree with you. You did. You did deserve it. You worked really hard. I know you did. You still didn't get it. But that's okay. It's okay. It really is. Another position might come along. The person that did get it, although you should wish them well, they might not be up to the task. Or they might have gotten that position. They've got a little bit higher pool now, and they can vouch for you, possibly. It doesn't all have to be bad. There's a lot of different ways to look at a situation. Now, if it is all just bad entirely, and you've got bad negative emotions about it, then sit down and process those and make yourself okay with them. Make yourself okay with the situation. Just go, okay, this happened, and I know this happened. It's true, I'm not happy about it, and I don't feel good about it, and I don't like what happened. I do accept it, however, and I'm going to keep on going. Is business as usual, because that's what it is. It's business as usual. If you don't process these emotions, if you don't recognize that they are there and that they have a value, they have a toll on you, positive or negative, then you're going to get burdened. You're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to get exhausted. It's going to get harder to do daily tasks. The menial things in your life are going to seem insurmountable, and it's going to just hammer the question on you, why am I doing this? Why am I wasting my time on this? Now, before that negative thing happened, you most likely weren't thinking that way. The reason why you're thinking that way now is because you haven't processed any of the emotions. All it is it's just that negative thing that you've tried to suppress is now secretly tainting everything. Because you've tried to keep it under wraps, the only thing it's done is it's just festered and it's rotted. And it's spread, and it's gotten worse. It's going to be even harder to dig it all up and dispose of it properly. That's not something you want to do at all. That's why as soon as a situation does happen, You need to sit down, like I said, and talk it out. Even if no one's there, talk it out with yourself. If you're easily distracted, have a conversation with yourself. Don't fight with yourself. just talk it out. You know, be both sides of the conversation. It's very helpful to just get things out in the open. Clear the air. Even if it's just by yourself. You'd be amazed at how effective it actually is. At the end, once you've taken those steps and processed those emotions, you'll feel a lot better. Maybe not right at the start. No. But that poison that you had inside of you is no longer in effect. It's something that you've dealt with and you've said, hey, you need to leave because I'm not dealing with this anymore. That in and of itself is going to make your situation better. It's not going to fix all the problems. It's not going to fix the fact that you didn't get the position. But it is going to set you up on a path to keep going and to keep aspiring to aspire higher, to keep achieving higher. It's going to keep you out of the muck and on the road that you actually want to be on, or at least it's going to help you get to the road that you want to be on. So far, I hope all this is making sense. At both times, it seems pretty self-explanatory and pretty simple and easy. Yeah, just don't think bad thoughts. Okay? Just sit down and process the emotions. It seems easy, and it is, and it's not. Human nature wants us to just go, well, I'm upset about it, I'm going to be upset about it until someone makes it better. No one's going to make it better. You have to make it better. You have to. So that means that if you need to feel sad or upset or even have a bit of a pity party for a while, go ahead. Have it. Throw a full-blown pity party. Get it out of your system. After you're done, then start processing the emotions. Then start doing it. And it's going to take time. Write it down every day. What you're struggling with. Write down ideas that you think might help trying to overcome those negative thoughts and emotions. Talk to friends and family members. Don't just do it by yourself. Try and find someone that you really trust that you can talk to. You know, if you can't stand your own company, find someone else. Because being comfortable with yourself is a topic in and of itself. But at least do your best to find a healthy way of dealing with these emotions. That's the most beneficial thing you can do. Be patient with yourself. If you aren't patient, it's just not going to get done, really. Simple as that. It's just not going to get done. Now, on to the positive. Say you did get the promotion. That is awesome. That's awesome. I and everyone else is all very proud of you. You put in the work. And it showed, obviously, because you got the promotion. All right. What are you feeling now? Happiness? Joy? Elation? Guilt? Did you step on any toes to get that promotion? If you did, then come clean about it and talk to the person you stepped on or the people. Offer help in any way and do the best you can to help them and do the best you can to fulfill that new position. Now, on to you getting the promotion and not stepping on any toes. So you're happy, you're excited, you're elated. That's awesome. It's easy to process happy emotions. Just take all those emotions in, absorb all of it, accept that you did get the promotion. Yes. This is great. This is what I wanted. This is where I'm supposed to be. Let's go. Process all of those emotions and let them last. Don't just go, okay, well, I got the promotion. I'm not going to let myself get happy because I know it'll just be a short matter of time before I'm knocked back down again. And I don't want to let myself into the allure of happiness just because it's going to hurt so much worse when I know I'm going to get knocked down again. The fact of the matter is that life is going to be full, absolutely full, almost on a daily basis, of victories and losses. That's a part of life. You're not going to get away from it. But you need to know what to do during those times. Future failure does not diminish present victory. You won. That's great. That's exactly what you wanted to do. You made it. Allow yourself to accept it. Enjoy it. You made that happen. You or your friends or your family or your team, you made it happen. It's what you were going for. That's what you were hoping for. So accept it. Enjoy it. It's yours. It's okay. It's okay to be happy. Now, just because you won doesn't mean you won't ever lose again, because you will. Don't think that you won't. You will. It is only a matter of time. But for now, for this time, for the present, enjoy that victory. Allow yourself to feel it. All right? And when you fail, process that. Well, I really don't like that I failed. That hurt a lot. And I don't know what to do about it right now. Well, that's okay. Pick yourself up, realize what happened, and then do the best you can to get back on track. Remember your previous victories and remember that you can get back up on top. You can get back to where you were. It's not impossible. This time of going through this failure will only make your next victory that much sweeter. And I know you might not believe me about that, but it's true. If you've ever, and I'm going to go full nerd here, okay? Just bear with me. If you've ever played a game like Dark Souls, it's a brutal game, extremely hard. You're going to hit a brick wall in that game, whether it be an enemy, an area, or a boss that just keeps kicking your butt over and over and over, and you just keep coming back for more. How does it feel when you finally do beat him? Feels really good, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. So while you're failing, while you're spending time working on this and failing and nothing is going right, remember your past victories and think about how sweet it's going to taste and feel when you do beat this. Because it is. You're going to have your ups and downs, and that's part of rolling with them. You get hit, you accept it, and you keep going. Now, that's easier said than done. It really is. That ties back into what we were talking about earlier. The neural pathway and changing your way of thinking. It's not going to be easy, but it's something I know you can do. Something anyone who's rooting for you knows you can do as well. And it's something you can do. Even if you don't think you can. Start right there. If you just told yourself, yeah, that sounds great, and I wish I could do that, but I can't. Right there. Grab that moment and go, you know what? I'm going to remember what he just said. And I'm going to think, you know, I'm going to stop that thought right now. I can do it. It's going to be dang hard. But I'm worth it. I'm willing to do it. And I can do it. So do it. I know you can. Now, I don't know if this will help any of you. I hope it does. I really do. I know it's helped me. And I hope it helps you guys too. There's a lot of hurt in the world right now. There's a lot of hurt in the world. Regardless of coronavirus, anymore, people don't like people. They don't. And a big reason for that is having so many emotions, so many unprocessed things, not being able to turn to anyone for real answers, for real help, for real guidance. So, I'll take what I've experienced in my life and do the very best I can to help you guys in yours. I don't know if it'll help, but I sincerely hope it does. I want to make your guys' lives better as best that I possibly can. And I want you guys to be able to go and take everything that you learned from me and everyone else who's ever been beneficial in your life, and I want you to be able to use it and help other people as well. If everyone does that, and they won't, but if everyone did or does do that, then that would be great, wouldn't it? So, why not try it? And in regards to being patient with yourself and with each other, do your best to work with each other. It's important to keep in mind that emotions, feelings, baggage, etc., can only be processed so fast, and ways of thinking or habits take a long time to break. So, if you or someone you know is genuinely trying, then give them support. Any progress, no matter how small, is progress, and it's important to accept that. It's important to realize that. No matter how long it takes, if you put a glass underneath a leaky faucet and it only drips one drop, no matter how long it takes, that cup is eventually going to be full. And you'll have a drink. Be patient with one another and do your best to help each other. And I'll do the best I can to keep these podcast episodes going. This is new to me and this is my first real episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. And like I said, I'll be getting a new mic soon. So, stay safe.